Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about the gospel armor here in just a minute, but first I want to update you on what is going on here in Africa. I'm coming to you from Kenya today, and by the grace of God, we've been having great rain and great growing temperatures and great growing conditions here in West Kenya. So we have many good crops growing in the field, and we have an abundance of harvest, looks like, coming our way, and so we thank God for that. The children are back in school. We have 25 children in school at the children's home, and they go to a variety of different schools, depending. We have some special needs children, even a deaf child out there now, and so we have special needs that are incurred by the children. And then a majority of them go to a Catholic school. That's the only local school that is really a good option. And so we have that going on. We're also planning a crusade over in Tanzania. We're trying to contact a famous singer over there to help us sing and lead worship at that crusade. And so we're praying we can get that done here and get the organization nailed down and get going on that. In addition, we're looking for another piece of land. We bought one piece of land for a school, and we want to build our own primary school that our children can go to and the local village children in Makunda can go to. And so we want to put together 2 acres of land. So if a project like that would be of interest to you, stay tuned to the end of the broadcast. You'll find contact information coming up, how you can support this ministry, support the projects that we have going here in Kenya. And the Lord will be blessed, you will be blessed, and we can move forward on some of those projects. Well, today we're going to be talking about the gospel armor. And again, as I spoke, if you know about spiritual warfare, I'm sure you've encountered this scripture. I'm sure you've memorized it, some of you, because it's a very important scripture in the gospel, in the book of Ephesians, a letter that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And this was a baby Christian church, a baby believer church, and they didn't know much about spiritual warfare. They didn't know much about the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of the devil. And many of these people were coming out of pagan religions, idolatry, and all kinds of pagan rituals. And so Paul is writing this letter of Ephesians to them to try to explain to them the basics of the Christian faith and how the Christian faith can be applied in their life, not just knowledge, not just instruction, but how it can actually be applied in their life to give them a kingdom walk. And so that is our desire as well, that we can learn from this and we can have a kingdom walk and move into our destiny, move into our calling, bring glory to God in our life and have a good life here on this earth and a life that brings glory to our Almighty Creator. Well, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, or against the powers, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." Well, I'll stop right there after that verse 12. And Paul is saying here that the armor of God is the essential equipment, the essential things that we need to help us stand against the schemes of the devil. And beloved, if you don't know anything about the Christian walk, if you're just a baby believer, or maybe you're just curious and you're listening today, you're just curious about the Christian walk and you don't know anything about it, and you would consider yourself an unbeliever or an agnostic or something like that, the devil is always scheming to take you away from your God-given purpose here on this earth. God created you for a purpose. Psalm 139 says that he created you, he knew you, and he spoke the number of your days even before you have lived one of them. And so God knows your purpose here on this earth. You may not know. You may be bouncing around out there today and going from job to job or relationship to relationship or place to place, and you don't really have any peace about what you're doing here on this earth. You don't know why you're here, but I can tell you God has a plan for you. God has a destiny for you. He spoke it over you even before your days were lived, even before one day of your life was lived. And so the devil also has a plan for your life, and his isn't nearly as specific. It's just to steal, kill, and destroy what God has spoken over you. And the devil's plan for your life will come to pass if you do not seek the Lord, if you do not seek the fellowship of the saints, if you do not ever read your Bible, if you do not ever pray, if you do not ever praise and worship the Lord. The devil's plan will come to pass, and he will succeed in taking you out of God's plan and God's will for your life. And so this is the plan that God has, how you can counteract and contend with the devil and even take offensive measures and boot the devil out of your life, kick him out, and get started moving into your God-given capacity, into your God-given calling, into your office, whatever it is that God has for you. You can get started moving into that, and you will be protected by the gospel armor. Well, the gospel armor has different pieces, just like the armor that Roman soldiers had. It has different pieces that you put on different parts of your body, but essentially the gospel armor are spiritual concepts or spiritual realities that you take upon yourself to protect your spirit, your soul, and your body. You are a three-part being. Paul tells us, 1 Thessalonians 5, you are a three-part being, and so you need protection, just as if your body needs protection when you're going into war or you're going into a football game. You need protection on your head and on your body. And so it is when you encounter the devil and the schemes of the devil to try to take you out, to try to destroy you. You need protection on your physical body. You need protection on your soul. You need protection on your spirit to keep the devil away and so that he will not succeed in destroying you. Well, Paul talked there in verse 12, the hierarchy of the devil. And the devil has his hierarchy. He has his strategic plan. And Paul says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so that's the devil's hierarchy. He has powers and principalities over every region of the earth. When you come to Kenya, you're going to encounter different principalities over this country than what we have in the U.S. And if you go to Uganda, you're going to encounter different powers and principalities there. And you're also going to encounter demons that are specific to certain regions, specific to certain communities, specific to certain families. And these demons become familiar spirits in certain families, and they dictate the behavior of the people in those families. And so when you encounter the devil's hierarchy, he's going to take his demons and his minions and his imps, and they're going to come against you and try to destroy you and take you out of your standing with God. And so our battle isn't against flesh and blood. You may have a conflict with your spouse, with your husband, with your wife. You may have a conflict with your teenage daughter or son, or even a younger daughter or son that may be very rebellious. You may have a conflict with your boss at your place of work, or a friend that is contentious with you or aggravates you or tries to always get you upset. But our battle is not against those people in the flesh. That's what Paul is saying. Our battle is against the powers and principalities and the rulers of darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, these demonic entities that drive people's behavior, that is who your battle is against. And so when you're in prayer for that person, when you're in prayer for your own life, when you're in prayer for your children, your husband, your wife, you pray against those demonic entities that you see pushing the behavior and causing that person to act in the way that they do. And so that is the battle. And we talked last week about Jesus was taken up into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, and the devil attacked him. The devil came and tried to tempt him 3 different times. Jesus had on the gospel armor because Jesus knew that he could not defeat the devil if he was not fully protected against the schemes and the wiles of the devil. And so Jesus had the gospel armor on in truth and in reality. The gospel armor is Jesus Christ. And so we cover ourselves with Jesus. Bible says when we are baptized, we are clothed with Jesus. And so you take on Jesus Christ, and that is essentially the gospel armor. Okay, so let's look at verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. So that's about the 4th time Paul says to stand. We can't battle for the kingdom of God if we're retreating. We can't run from the devil. Greater is he that is in you than the little he that is in the world. Greater the God is in you than that little he that is in the world. So we don't need to retreat from the devil. Yes, the devil's scary. There's been a 1,000 or 1,000,000 scary movies made out in Hollywood about all of the gross and despicable and disgusting things of the devil. But we have a God that is bigger than the devil, and so we don't need to retreat from the devil. We need to go after the devil, and we need to kick the devil out of our life, and we need to boot the devil out of our family's life, out of our children. And we can do that when we have the gospel armor on. And so Paul says in verse 14, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And so those are the first 2 pieces of the gospel armor. The belt of truth goes around your waist. That belt of truth strapped around your waist, and it protected the sexual organs, and it protected the organs that are in the lower part of your body, and also held up your pants. And so that belt of truth is very important to protect that area of your body and hold all the pieces of gospel armor in place. Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. That's John 14:6. And so Jesus is the truth. He said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The truth will set you free. And so the truth is Jesus Christ. When you speak the truth in every situation, you will be exalted, you will be elevated. When you speak the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the gospel is the truth. And so when you speak the truth and you put that truth around your waist, beloved, then you're operating in the truth of the gospel. And then the second piece is the breastplate of righteousness. That was a big heavy piece, either made out of metal or heavy leather, very thick leather, to protect against arrows. And so the breastplate of righteousness covers your heart and the internal organs, your liver and all of that, your stomach, and covers all of that to protect from arrows coming toward you. And the breastplate of righteousness is merely doing the right thing. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so righteousness is important to God. Right standing, doing the right thing according to God's word, according to what you've been taught in the word of God. And so righteousness is important not only for us as a nation, it's also important for us individually. when you do the right thing in every situation, your conscience is clear, and you don't have to beg God then to get you out of all kinds of precarious situations and sticky situations. And so it's important to pray, ask the Lord for wisdom, and then do the right thing as God would have you to do and as the Holy Spirit directs you. And so out of the heart come the issues of life, Proverbs 4:23. The issues of life come from the heart. The heart is the seat of passion, the seat of emotion, the seat of desire. And so Jesus said, when you love me with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, that you will serve God and serve him only, and you will love me with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul. So the heart is very important. And so the breastplate of righteousness then covers your heart. Verse 15, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. And so the shoes of the gospel of peace go on your feet as a believer, as a Christian. Everywhere we go, everywhere our feet take us, we should bring the gospel of peace. We should bring peace into conflict. We should bring peace into our family. We should bring peace into the school, into the church, and not be contentious, not be argumentative, not be always trying to battle with people and score some kind of victory over them or manipulate them. We should bring peace into the world when the gospel armor is on you. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, more let it be fearful. That's John 14:27. And so you are a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. You are a peacemaker if you are a believer. And when you put on the shoes of peace, every place where your feet step should bring peace and bring glory to God and bring a resolution to conflict and a resolution to people that are battling each other in the natural realm. And then in verse 16, Paul says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Well, the shield of faith goes in front of us. It's held out on the arm, so it's way out ahead of us. And that's the way faith operates in our life. It has to operate ahead of us. You have to believe for things that you haven't seen. You have to believe for things that have no evidence as of yet in your life, but you believe, and that is faith. And the link between what you know God can do in your life, what God's will and plan is in your life, and what you see in the natural, that link is faith. And it says in Hebrews 11, chapter 6, for without faith it is impossible to please God, for those that come to him know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so without faith it is impossible to please God. If you don't express your faith, you're not pleasing God. It's great to say, I have faith, but if you never do anything to show your faith, if you never step out in your faith and do something for the kingdom, then you're no different than somebody who doesn't even know God, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so that shield of faith goes before you, it's out ahead of you, and then your body and the rest of the gospel armor then comes along behind that shield of faith, and you move in that faith into a place of victory where you haven't seen it with your natural eyes. You haven't seen it, for faith is the assurance of things not seen and the conviction of things that you have no evidence. And so that is faith, that you believe for things that you haven't seen. Beloved, when we got ready to build a children's home over here, we had a piece of land, and I had a vision to build a children's home. It was a big, big mountain, a big project. Took about $75,000 to get it all done, but we did it. We believed, and people caught into the vision. People believe for the vision. They believe for God's plan for the children here in Kenya. And so the money came in, and we have a beautiful children's home out there sitting on 4 acres. And we've impacted the lives of many children, abandoned children, orphan children, abused children, children that have been picked up off the street, sniffing glue, all kinds of despicable atrocities committed against them. And we've rescued those children and helped them put their lives back together and become an important asset in the country of Kenya. Okay, so then he goes on to say in verse 17, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Well, the helmet of salvation, you know, any kind of a helmet, a motorcycle helmet, a football helmet, it's to protect the brain. And so it is also in this situation, the helmet was to protect the mind, protect the brain. The mind is the battleground. It is the battlefield that the devil tries to get into your life. When the devil came to Jesus, he started talking to him. He put thoughts in his mind. Jesus, if you're the Son of God, turn that stone into bread. He took Jesus up to the pinnacle of the temple, and he said, Jesus, jump off the pinnacle of the temple and let God save you, and you can prove then that you are the Son of God. And so on and on, the devil comes to us. He put thoughts in our mind that are from him, that are from the devil, and he puts thoughts in our mind that will contend with the kingdom of God. And so the battlefield is the mind. And so you need that helmet of salvation to protect your mind so that you have the mind of Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And so when your mind is protected, the Bible says that we need to cast down arguments against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every thought that comes into our mind, cast it down. If it's against the knowledge of God, if it's against the exaltation of Jesus Christ, cast that thought out, do away with it, and that's the way you defeat strongholds. That's the way you defeat addiction. That's the way you defeat problems that the devil brings into your life. Just cast that thought out the first time it comes into your mind. If it's against God's kingdom and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, cast it out in the name of Jesus. And then he says to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is your Bible. You need to be reading your Bible every single day. The Word of God tells us, Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick and powerful, or quick and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so the Word of God cuts. It cuts between the soul and the spirit. It cuts between the bones and the marrow. And it is sharp, and it is an offensive weapon. All the other parts of the gospel armor are defensive in nature, but the Word of God is sharp and it is active. And so when you speak that Word of God to the devil, and you speak that Word of God to the demons that are assaulting you and tormenting you, then you put them on the run, you attack them, and you destroy their plan, you confuse them, and they ambush each other. And so you use that Word of God, you speak that Word of God, you hide it in your heart. And that is why you need to be reading God's Word, so that you can memorize it, you can hide it in your heart, and then your mind starts to think about the Word of God in every situation that you encounter, and you can defeat the devil as he tries to destroy you and as he tries to come up with a plan to take you out of your God-given calling. And so then in verse 18, Paul says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for the saints. And so you pray, you quote scripture to the devil, you quote scripture in your prayers, and in all things you keep praying, in all things you keep the faith, and you make supplication for the saints. That's a plea for mercy. Supplication is a plea for mercy for the saints, not only for the people that you're interceding for, but also make supplication for your own life, a plea for mercy, because you understand that without God, you have nothing. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we have no plan for our life. We wouldn't even be here without God. And so everything that you have, everything that He has given you, comes from the bounty of goodness. And His faith is wonderful. His faith is great. And His mercy endures forever. And His mercy is made new every single morning. Well, beloved, put on that gospel armor every day when you pray. Ask the Lord to put the pieces on. You can name the pieces one at a time. Ask the Lord to cover you with the gospel armor. Read your Bible in the morning. Take up that sword of the Spirit. Attack the devil with it. Kick the devil out of your life, and you will be on your way to great victory in the kingdom of God. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We invite you to join us. We invite you to participate with the projects we have going here in Africa, and also to keep this radio broadcast coming on the air here in the USA. Stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you this week. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.